time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense. It's made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Alex Ponovic is here with us. Alex reprises his role as Icy Bokey in the fourth and final season of Snowpiercer, opposite Jennifer Connelly. Series made its debut on AMC and AMC Plus, and this is the final season. Man, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Randy.
Boy, I mean, what a ride this has been, literally, on a train for 4 years, huh?
Yeah, it's been insane, and it's been a gift also, because we were allowed to wrap up the season four, but unfortunately with the previous network, they moved their timetable of how they want to broadcast shows, and so we were left on a shelf. So we were pretty disappointed that we wouldn't be able to see season 4. And then AMC came to the rescue and started airing all the seasons, and we get a chance. And we shot that like 4.5 years or 2.5 years ago.
Wow,
the final season. So I don't even remember what I shot. So when I'm watching it now, it's like a brand new show to me because I don't remember it at all. So it's been quite a ride for me also. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of that show.
You know, it's funny you mention that because I just went to see the new Marvel movie yesterday. You're part of that Marvel universe, obviously, with the Hawkeye and Most Dangerous Game. And, you know, that's when they hooked up with Disney instead of Fox. And, man, I don't know if you've seen that movie or not.
I just watched it.
Deadpool. And I mean, it's so funny how they just attack Fox in the movie.
It's too hilarious, man. There was a lot of like literally laugh out loud moments. I totally enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, that was so good. Alex, you're 6'5", former boxing champion. How did you get into acting?
Well, I boxed. Actually, my first love is boxing, but I didn't really compete till later on in life. But I got into playing music. And so I was playing on stage. I played in a metal band, and I was playing on stage, and a casting director just asked if I would audition for this role that was shooting in my hometown of Winnipeg in Canada. And I said, yeah, I'm a yes guy. So I just said, yeah, I love trying new things. So I ended up booking it, and basically from that, I kind of went, oh, this is really interesting. And I became friends with the stunt coordinator, and they only had one stunt team there. So any movie that came by, I was a part of in some way, and just kind of grew my resume. But I take stunts so seriously, and those guys are badasses. But I just personally was like, you know, this is really hard, and I just kind of want to tell stories. I love the idea of telling stories, so I transitioned into acting, and my kind of career luckily grew to the point it is now, where I'm just having a blast, enjoying everything.
That's so cool, man. We're talking to Alex Potovic here on the National Defense. And now you're also a co-founder of this new water company. I want to talk about that a little bit. Legend Water, hailing from the Rocky Mountains of Canada, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're really excited. I'm with a few other partners, and we just really wanted, you know, like I just see every time I work on set, plastic bottles. And, you know, and I don't want to preach about it because I've used them myself, but I just want an alternative. And
sure.
So my friends and I were talking about it, and so we came with, and we found an amazing source of water in the Rockies, and we built their facility close to it. And it's been such a joy just to work with your friends. One of the owners I've been friends for 30 years. So it was just one of those things was meant to happen. And it's about getting, you know, single plastic use offset, but also, you know, getting it into people's hands that you know, enjoy drinking water, but want to feel a cool looking premium can in their hands. And one of the other cool things that we have is, on the QR code on the can, it says Legends, supporting Legends. And you hit the QR code, and it goes to our webpage, but it also goes to a suicide crisis hotline, and it goes to rehab facilities in Canada, because we all know somebody that's struggling with mental health or struggling with the life that they're going through. And I mean, I've struggled. I have close friends that I've lost and that I've helped. And if one person looks at that can and decides, you know what, I need to talk to somebody, I'm happy, man. Like, we just want to spread the word that it's okay. It doesn't even have to be on our can. It's okay to talk to someone, and you're not an island. And those are the things that I really want to get out in the world and support.
I love that. It's called Legend. We're talking to Alex Potovic here on the National Defense. And I'm so glad you said that, because our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans, and their families. And as you may know,
that
PTSD, man, that's a real deal.
It's a real thing, man. And you know, in our generation, it was tough to talk about. You know, I'm an older guy. I'm over 50. And so you don't really talk about that stuff when you're growing up.
Right.
You need to talk about that stuff, and you need to talk to peers about it, and people you look up to that are willing to talk about it, and it doesn't make it scary anymore. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Your audience are the epitome of legends because of what they put their themselves through to protect the country. And so I salute every one of your listeners. I think it's one of the most amazing things and biggest sacrifices that you can do.
Well, thank you so much for that. We're talking to Alex Potovic here on the National Defense, Snowpiercer, the final season. All the previous seasons are also currently streaming on AMC Plus. And so let me ask you this, Alex. The entire show is set aboard basically a frozen train. Do you like trains?
I do now.
You love trains now.
I love trains now, man. It put some money in my pocket too. it was such a great, no pun intended, ride. And the idea of this train circling the frozen globe, and that's the only thing that can create a life source and create warmth. And then there's classes within the train,
mm-hmm.
and that, I think, the social question mark that there is in life when about splitting classes, and the show is a subversive inquiry into what the world is all about now. You can literally take these sub stories and understand, you know, the dichotomy that the world is in. And it's one of those things. I kind of equate it. You know, it's not a complete comparison because I think Battlestar Galactica did an amazing job.
Right.
You know, and but it's along the same lines where, you know, people on a train have to survive and they're going through classes and no one's better than the next person and you've got to fight for your spot. And it's one of those things that they really wrote an amazing show, and I'm just so stunned and blown away that I was able to be part of it.
So now you're 6'5", and obviously a giant of a man, and I'm sure you have an incredible workout regimen. I just started yesterday. I had my first ice plunge. Have you ever done that?
I love the ice. I'm in Canada, man. Of course it does. Yeah.
You know, I loved it. A friend of mine recommended it, and I did it for the first time yesterday. I'm going to be a daily ice plunge guy now.
Oh, it's the best. It rejuvenates every cell in your body.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel alive. It's the best. Absolutely. I'm glad you're doing that.
That's so cool. Well, listen, hey, Alex, it's so nice to talk to you, man. Continued great success, and thank you for the great new water source called Legend. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much, Randy. I appreciate you and all your listeners. Have a great morning.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Blind veterans from across the UK took part in a sports day at the HMS Sultan Summer Camp. Hoopla, basketball, deck hockey, and shuttle runs were just some of the challenges undertaken by the group of 17 veterans at the Go Sports site. They were aided by Human Dogs, a group of volunteers from the military base and a retired service community. Carol Davies, who served in the Women's Royal Army Corps Royal Signals, traveled all the way from Skegness in Lincolnshire to participate in the camp. She's registered blind but has partial sight. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Robert is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications. I've been an avid fly fisherman. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles in a publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, you've seen this lady all over television, and of course, the great show, The Biggest Loser. She is a fitness expert, certified nutritionist, businesswoman, media personality, and author. Jillian Michaels joins us here on the National Defense. Jillian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Great. This is so great to talk to you. I enjoyed your work on The Biggest Loser. And, you know, you are known for your candid honesty and telling people the way it is. And that's kind of what you're doing on your podcast now, Keeping It Real with Jillian Michaels. And now the video version of that, which I just watched one of those, the one where you talk about the you'd like 10,000 steps a day, but you're okay with 5,000.
Oh, I think you might be watching an old one, but yes, I am perfect with that. We do have a ton of fitness stuff in there still, but the show has now moved under Bill Maher's shingle, which is called Club Random.
Cool.
And it's looking to expand into different areas that are a bit more controversial, where it takes a bit more bravery to speak out. So we have investigative journalists like Michael Schellenberger, who's talking about the controversies behind things like gender-affirming care.
Okay.
Or Kara Swisher, who's an AI expert and is trying to educate people on ways to make new jobs for themselves with AI, because the question becomes, right, is it going to take all of our jobs?
Right.
How do we become creative? Or somebody like Callie Means, who's a whistleblower for big food and big pharma.
Wow.
Because he used to be a lobbyist. That's the one that's actually out this week, and it's mind-blowing. It's
wow.
Absolutely mind-blowing. So it's a little intimidating at times, because it can be a bit upsetting, but there's always takeaway on how to fight back. You know, which is something I think you guys would understand more than anything.
Yeah.
How to defend yourself.
Exactly.
Yourself,
exactly.
If you will.
Yeah, and that's what I love about you too, Jillian. I mean, you've never been afraid to speak out on things, so this is perfect for you to expand into all these other areas. And like you talked about, so our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And so when you got active duty military that are transitioning out, a lot of times those kind of issues, you know, they come back. They've been concentrating on defending our country. They're not worried about those kind of, but so now they come back and they've got all these things staring them in the face. It's great to have a show like yours to kind of educate them and tell them, you know, what they're doing. So that's cool.
You know, I want to take a second to thank everybody listening. I went on a USO tour my gosh, I want to say 10 years ago before my son was born. And I found myself in Qatar, which I know sometimes is called Qatar, and I've never quite figured out, by the way, how
neither.
To pronounce it.
Me neither, yeah.
I just heard it both ways.
I know.
But I will never forget. They wouldn't let us go to Afghanistan because it was too dangerous. And it was about 135 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And I swear to you, our soldiers were running around, head-to-toe, clothes, gear,
yep.
heavy boots, like overnight. I mean, and I was kicking their asses, training them in the gym, and they took everything I had to give and then some. So I just want to say to everybody listening, thank you for your service. I have the utmost respect. Hopefully, you know, this show's free. You go to YouTube, you subscribe. It's just Jillian Michaels on YouTube. And hopefully you'll find something you like there, and it'll just give you a braver perspective on some of the more challenging things
sure.
that are facing us. You know, whether it comes to parenting and our kids' vaccine schedule, or, yes, I have, you know, guys like Peter Attia talking about testosterone replacement. We've got all the wheelhouse stuff. But with Bill behind me, we're pushing a little bit further, if you will, and trying to be brave, because he really just wants his hosts to be fearless and thought-provoking and uncancelable, if you will. And hopefully with him behind me, that's possible.
I was just going to say, I mean, it's two birds of the same feather there. I mean, Bill Maher's never been afraid to speak out, and now we got Jillian Michaels doing the same thing on her show, Keeping It Real with Jillian Michaels. So you brought up the vaccination, the V word. What was discussed about that, and how do you feel about that for kids?
You know, we have two separate episodes on that. One is with a world-renowned gastroenterologist named Dr. Sabine Hazen, and she had been doing clinical trials for drug companies for 30 years, and she wanted to look at it's hard to explain. You have to listen to the episode, but she wanted to look at why people were having less severe cases or were asymptomatic with COVID. And so she studied their poop and the microbiomes in their poop, and you'll end up finding out how they pulled all of her research. They pulled her abstracts. One of the reasons Joe Rogan was actually right, one of the reasons ivermectin is effective at mitigating COVID and long COVID, is because it boosts your colony of Bifidobacterium in your gut. It's a fascinating episode.
Wow.
Kind of upsetting, but again, fascinating. And she tells you like what to do and how to defend yourself. And I mean, obviously safeguard your body against COVID and long COVID based on her research. And then a second episode is with Dr. Peter McCullough, and that's yet to come. And Callie does touch on it this week. But the question is simply, the vaccine schedule for kids has gone from 12 shots when I was a baby to 70 plus now.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And it's like, okay, so Big Pharma is pushing to get things on the schedule.
Yeah.
And we simply have to ask, do our kids need things like hepatitis B, which is for drug users and people having risky
right.
sex? And so it becomes, you know, okay, what's going on here? You know, because do our kids – it is good for them to get all of these shots in such a short period of time. And there are some significant peer-reviewed studies to suggest that it's not ideal. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. My kids are vaccinated. But it is imperative that parents are able to ask these questions and we're able to have these conversations. And that is science, by the way. Asking questions, posing hypotheses, doing research, discussing the data. So it's things like that. It's,
I love it.
It's controversial, but you got to give people the information to make their own decisions with no judgment.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
We're talking to Jillian Michaels here on the National Defense and her new show, Keeping It Real with Jillian Michaels. And while we're on that subject and something that you also know tons about with fitness, what do you think about this Ozempic mania? How do you feel about that?
I'm so aggressively anti. You would have to twist my arm to such a degree, and what I mean is somebody who has a life or death intervention, who's got, you know, type 2 diabetes, and my gosh, they're in renal failure, sure, and have advanced heart disease, and it's like, okay, Jill, they're sick everywhere,
yeah,
and they are incapable of getting up and walking. And in that case, I might say, oh, my God, all right, you know, let's try it. Let's try anything at this point.
Right.
But my reason for concern is twofold. So I like to back into this conversation. What I mean is, let's say it all works out great. Let's say you're not one of the people that has constipation, vomiting, diarrhea, because
right.
a new review just came out that only 33% of the people that end up getting on it stay on it for over a year because of side effects,
wow,
cost, and plateau.
Wow.
So the drug companies have this study that says 6%, and that's a lie. And now these pharmacy benefit managers for Blue Cross Blue Shield say 66% end up quitting.
Wow.
So let's say you're one of the 33 and you're doing great, right? Without question, and every single study people plateau at 68 to 72 weeks. Now, if you stay on the drug for life, then yes, you can maintain that weight loss, but you don't continue losing weight. So it's about 14% to 15% on something like Ozempic. Now they're working on drugs that work on three different hormone pathways. But right now, if you have more to lose than that, then you're stuck there. You can never get off of it. When you do get off of it, if you try to, every meta-analysis shows us that people gain all the weight back and then some. So you're going to plateau. It's unbelievably expensive. You're on it for life. Now let's go down the rabbit hole. The longer you're on it, the greater your risk of the more serious side effects, and that's pancreatitis, intestinal blockage, stomach paralysis, thyroid cancer. And if we look at the body as a complex system and we use our common sense, because the truth of the matter is we really don't know what it looks like for people to be on this for the rest of their lives.
Right.
We have GLP-1 receptors all over the body. If you look at, like, okay, what is it doing? It's affecting your stomach motility. So your food is sitting in your stomach forever. We know it's impacting your gut microbiome. As I just told you in that one episode we did with Dr. Sabine Hazen on COVID, your gut microbiome is your one of your first line of defenses to fight off infections. It helps you assimilate nutrients. It helps with your mood. It helps with so many different things. If you're messing with that, what does that actually look like?
Yeah.
Is it impacting the serotonin that's made in your gut? Are you going to get something like SIBO when the food just sits in your gut, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth? I could go on and on and on and on. I would tell you, if you have any other options, diet and exercise does work. There's nobody that will argue that.
Right.
They'll tell you that nobody can adhere to it. And the audience I'm talking to, I know they can adhere to it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, this is not great. If it was something where you could go on it for a finite period of time and it was an actual cure, you twist my arm, right? You look at things like Chantix for quitting smoking or Accutane for fixing acne.
Right.
They have terrible side effects, but they work really, really well, and you're off of them in 6 months. This is not that, with all the crappy side effects.
I can't wait to get into your show. I mean, this is great stuff. Jillian Michaels and her show, Keeping It Real with Jillian Michaels. And I agree with you. Everybody's always looking for the quick fix, the magic pill. We had, I don't know if you know Dave Ramsey. We had Dave Ramsey on the show. And Dave Ramsey gives financial advice, but he said something that I think is very systemic and what you're talking about. I said, Dave, why do people get into financial trouble? He said, because they don't pay attention. And I think that's true of so many things, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. I think we get intimidated, and then we also feel helpless. And by the way, we are told to feel helpless. So one of the things that I talk about with Callie Means this week is your big foods narrative. There's actually also a great article in the Washington Post about this, where they pay off registered dietitians to tell people that the bad food, isn't bad for them, right? And that's the kind of anti-diet body positivity conversation.
Right.
And then conversely, you've got drug companies telling people, oh, no, obesity is a brain disease, and you'll never be able to fight back. Which is baloney. It has everything to do with all of our crappy food.
Right.
And that's a straight up fact. When big tobacco bought big food in the 80s, that's when our obesity rate shot up, and we went from an obesity rate in adults of 10% to what is now today 74%. And kids didn't even have childhood obesity or fatty liver or type 2 diabetes then. And the numbers are staggering today and how they're impacted. So their narrative is, you have a disease, so you need our drug. And that's what I'm saying when I try to educate people so they know what to look for and they know what's BS.
Mm.
And that's how you fight back, is you're like, okay, this is bull. I understand basic physiology and biology. It's calories in, calories out. And it is, I promise you. I have, again, Dr. Lane Norton on, who has a PhD in nutrition science that breaks all of this down for people and dispels myths on the internet. When you know this basic information, you're able to fight back, and fight back with the right tools.
Yes.
But they kind of brainwash people into thinking things that aren't true, and then they feel helpless.
Keeping It Real with Jillian Michaels. I tell people all the time, if you want to lose weight, get a dog. So that's my...
You're absolutely right.
Thank you so much for the time. This is great talking to you, and continued success on everything.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone out there for your service. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The Home Depot is where pros go to find heavy-duty storage solutions for every worksite and garage. And right now, get up to 25% off select online storage and organization. Find tough totes, bins, and shelving. Store and protect the tools that get the job done and keep your business going. From the truck to the job site, your tools and equipment deserve the best protection you can give them. Save on top brands and pro-grade storage at The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KTNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey, guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk. talk radio station.
How much do you miss Kansas City barbecue?
You know, I miss a lot of things about Kansas City. So barbecue is on the list, but it's not like living there. Like I always had to have it, and Casey Masterpiece for me for sauce. I love Gates, but that's my sauce. I know it's the thing. But I love the Country Club Parkway. I bought my first house on Ward Parkway. So, you know, I remember Christmases shopping at Halls. I see they're coming out with a movie. I'm waiting for my extra call. What do I have to do?
Right.
I'm just a big fan, and I have so many memories of just being there with people, some of my best friends. I met one at my time at WDAF, and they're still lifelong friends. So I love barbecue, but the people probably rate a little bit higher than the delicious meat.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have radio friends and show friends across the country that always ask me, what's the deal about Kansas City? And I say, I don't even want to tell you because I'm afraid you're going to move here. And it's such an easy place to live is what I tell everybody. And everybody.
Oh, it is. But it lives like a big city when it wants to.
Right. Oh.
I mean, we have world-class things there. I know people say, oh, is it kind of a cow town, and I'm like, well, what would be wrong with that?
Right.
Cows are my favorite animal.
Right.
But I used to be, wait, you'll know what this is, because only people who've lived in Kansas City would know.
Yeah.
So years ago, before there was NASCAR or anything like that, there was the I-70 Speedway.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I would go out, you could be a flag girl on certain occasions and do the flags. And they invited me out a couple times, and I didn't do the whole race. I don't want to build it up like I was important. But I got to do the flag a couple times. And it was really fun. So when they got NASCAR, I'm like, yeah, I got to go watch that.
Yeah.
So it's time for me to come back. I know they're not going to let me handle the flag at NASCAR, but maybe I could bring my two kids and my hubby and we could just hang out and watch some good racing. Do you ever go?
Oh, yeah. I go to NASCAR. You know, the Chiefs are also a kind of a different animal now since you've left.
Oh, really? Because,
yeah, they seem to be doing well.
Oh, I see. That was a joke.
No, I'm not blaming you.
The thing is, we are diehard fans, and I'm excited that they're going to the Super Bowl, but I love them anyway. I love them, you know, when they weren't quite there, Marty Schottenheimer years, that whole
right?
thing. I traveled with the team for the championship game, AFC championship game up in Buffalo, coldest day of my life,
yep.
When Joe Montana was the quarterback. So I'm a way back fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a come lately fan. Like now that they're winning, I've gone to every single Super Bowl and I'm loving it. Fox has the next one coverage. So I'm hoping that the Chiefs go back because, I mean, I want to go with my fam here at Fox back to see them again.
Right.
We saw them in Miami.
Yeah.
And Fox had the game. So I'm excited.
You do such a great job.
Thank you.
On the Faulkner Focus. And it's been kind of fun and interesting too to see you go from local news to where the platform you are now and just handle it all with such dignity and grace and professionalism. And I want to get into part of that because I just watched you did a three-part special called Footsteps of My Father and Vietnam, Footsteps of My Father, who served in Vietnam. And what a beautiful tribute to that Lieutenant Colonel Bobby Harris. I mean, I've seen the very first episode now, and I can't wait to watch the rest of it. And Harris, I got to admit to you, I was a little embarrassed because I've done this show now for 12 years. We talk to veterans every single day. The guy that I started the show with, Jerry Newberry, was a Vietnam vet. He was a Screaming Eagle. And, I did not know a lot about the conflict. And the historian that you had on that first episode, I just found it fascinating.
You know, Brian, served and his father did as well. Brian was at West Point. He really, really was wonderful to travel with as, you know, a U.S. military historian, but he knows a lot of just history in general. So he was able to, I think, put complex concepts about that war into small things that we all could comprehend and take in. There's always been negativity around the service that our men and women have dedicated their lives to in that particular conflict. And it is just a misunderstanding or a not knowing of how we got there and who we were fighting and who we were fighting for. But also who we were as a country at the time, and that was divided. I mean, I know everybody talks about divided now. There are some really tough times in our history, and we're a young country, and we do so well with the bounce back. So don't you worry, anybody, if you're worried about this moment, we got this as Americans, but we have to believe that. So in the 60s, when the coloreds only, whites only signs were up, and there were markings of that tremendous racial divide, my own family members questioned why my father, of course I wasn't born yet, but why my father would join the military. And he said, because he wanted to be for something. And he wanted people to see him for his merits and to have on a uniform that all men were wearing, depending on which service. So if you were in the Navy, your camo was blue. If you were in the Army like my dad, your camo was green, so on and so forth. And he was very proud of that. When he was deployed to go to war his first tour, I was a tiny baby. I didn't see him again, back-to-back tours for my dad. Two tours. I didn't see him again until I was over two. And, you know, that's a big gap. And to this day, I can remember my mom being so dedicated to make sure that his homecoming was as important as his going away to fight, because she knew how tough it was going to be. So I only know the rest of this because I was too young to know it. So I'll just share with you quickly what my parents told me. So Dad comes home. Our guys are being spat upon. People are cussing at them. How could you? They find out about Kent State, of course. And there were mistakes in the war. And the reason my father stuck with it to become leadership in the military was because he felt like America needed to know the truth about the soldiers who served, about the Marines who served. And he wanted to be the voice of reason to bring people together around a tough issue. And he said, if I can get people to understand that as a black man in the 50s and 60s, the choices that I made against all odds and against, you know, no support, basically, he said, I turned people in our own family into believers of how great our country can be and that this too shall pass. So I often remember that, and I know that that's true about this moment. So going back to Vietnam, I have to tell you, Randy, just being there, touching down and following his battleground footsteps, it really made me understand how special our nation is. And when I see a Vietnam veteran, I say to them, we all say thank you for your service, but they deserve something different.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Right.
Thank you for loving this nation and going so far in her name. Because maybe they didn't hear it when they needed to, but our voices must never tire of telling them now.
Well, it's a wonderful documentary, and I would encourage anybody. I watched it on Fox Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
The parallel, obviously, there is the way we left Vietnam is very similar to the way we left Afghanistan.
Oh, preach.
And I have talked to so many veterans that served in Afghanistan that are having so many problems with the way we left there, and in both cases did not finish the job. Now, did we severely underestimate both times? Probably. But in both of those cases, it was a job left unfinished. Now, in Vietnam, although your dad enlisted, you know, that was the draft. So you didn't have any choice. But the men and women who served in Afghanistan, they had a choice, and they had their very own personal missions in that regard. So they did face a lot of hand-wringing and that kind of thing when they came back. But certainly that's a distinct parallel.
Yeah, I would say this about where our country was in both those wars. We were so divided then that it didn't take much for people to hate each other along the lines of should we support this war or not. And you also had the advent of real-time pictures or relatively contemporaneous pictures, as close as it could be. It was all on tape, but those pictures weren't old from the war, maybe a day or a week or so. And for the first time, America got to watch a war on screen. And we think that that is ubiquitous with what we see these days, because everything is on somebody's screen.
Right.
So that changed our, whether or not it was going to be palatable for us to be at war. Those pictures and that video really played a role. Having Walter Cronkite then suddenly become an editorialist on the ground and, you know, declare that we're never going to win here. It wasn't that he was right or wrong. It's just that he was Walter Cronkite.
Right.
And when he said it, people believed him.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be right, sadly. But the difference then to now is that we should have known how tough it would be to leave Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
We had been told by the Trump administration for more than a year how tough it was going to be to build to that day. Plus, we have the hindsight, that 2020 rear view, to look back and say, there's no way that we can take all that equipment with us. And if you leave it on the ground with the Taliban, they're going to sell it. I mean, they don't need all of it, but their people don't get everything that they need. So they'll sell it. Maybe they'll sprinkle a little bit to the people, but then they'll keep it in their coffers. We don't need the past to tell us that they were reflexively going to go back and help people hurt us.
Right.
Like
right.
The Kabul airport and all that happened on that day. You don't think the Taliban could figure out who did that? And then the idea that the current administration, the Biden-Harris administration, and these are the facts. I mean, this is not politics. These are the facts, that out of Biden's administration and out of his mouth came revelations about how they were willing to deal with the Taliban to get some of our people out there. We knew for months we needed to get our people out of there before we even pulled out. So we knew so much more than we have known in past wars, whether it was Vietnam or whatever, because we have the hindsight of history. And oh, by the way, Biden's been around for all of it. 50 years in office.
I thought the most fascinating part to your trip to Vietnam was also the voice of your dad in the audio recordings. That was so cool to hear that.
And I recorded him days before his departure from this earth, Christmas Day 2020, and he died in his sleep. We didn't know that, you know, that was going to happen. We had spoken the night before, and he couldn't get me right away, so he left me a voicemail. And to this day, I listened to that over and over, and when I was putting together the special, I said, wait a minute. My husband, Tony, had recorded him for my book, 9 Rules of Engagement.
Right.
And I said, I think I have Dad. And my husband said, it better be in the cloud, because you know you don't have a good relationship with the cloud, and when every time you get a new phone, you lose everything. And I'm like, the darn cloud. I hope it's there. And it was.
Oh, that was great.
Of course he had to find it. Because the cloud and I, we're complicated.
No, yeah, me too. Me too. But
we had it, and I infused it into the story, and I'm so glad that you appreciated that.
Oh, that was
and
so good.
I hope
good.
You saw me, and I know what part you're on, so I hope you were watching when I was climbing in and out of the Viet Cong tunnel.
That's next episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as claustrophobic as I am, I felt
and,
like...
And the hips. Necessary. You mentioned the hips.
Oh, well, they don't lie.
Hey, Harris,
so lucky I'm here with you today with hips intact.
I know that we have to wrap up, but I'd love to have you back sometime. And,
I'd love it.
That'd be fantastic. So great to catch up with you. Great to talk to you and
you
continued great success.
Randy, I consider you a friend. Go Chiefs!
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.